Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How likely will we hear a winner declared on Tuesday evening?
Well, there won't be any official results Tuesday evening. We have received an inordinate amount of mail-in ballots, and presumably we'll receive more mail-in ballots than we will have actual votes cast at the polls on Election Day. What will be reported on Tuesday night will be the results of the early voting plus the results of all the individuals who have showed up at the polls to cast their ballots. However, the large number of absentee and mail-in ballots that we've received will probably not allow us to declare a winner that evening.
How different will this election be compared to in years past because of COVID-19?
Well, a number of things have changed. First of all, voters that will appear at the polling places will see social distancing guidelines put in place, plus we are going to follow all the guidelines of the state in conducting the voting, which means we'll have sanitizers available. We're asking voters to wear masks, and the voters will be able to take their pen with them as well because we don't want anything left around. We have regular cleaning scheduled throughout the day at the various polling sites, and there'll be other procedures put in place to ensure the safety of not only the election workers, but also any of voters who choose to exercise their right to vote in person at the polls. The other thing that is a major difference is the fact that the governor has allowed for mail-in ballots to be accomplished at these elections. There's actually three elections that are being conducted on Tuesday. The number of mail-in ballots which we have received is very high. We've had about a third of the people that are eligible to receive ballots and vote in the three elections have requested mail-in ballots. Now, there is a time period in which people can return the ballots after the election, provided that they are postmarked the day of the election, and that was a change in the election law. We still have, for some of the elections, the ability to receive the ballots up to 7 or 13 days following the election. And so we will not be able to begin counting those ballots until approximately 2 weeks following the election. So that will make any declaration of an official winner delayed.
The count of all the ballots and the like, how long could it take before a winner is likely declared? It sounds like we're not going to get a projected winner at all on Tuesday.
It depends really on the amount of margin between the candidates on Tuesday. It is unlikely that you're going to have an official declared winner or even a projected winner with the amount of absentee and mail-in ballots that we've received. We've had a practice run with the school boards and counting paper ballots. We counted the ballots for most of the school districts within Erie County, and that took us over a period of 3 days to count the ballots. And the number of ballots which we've received so far exceeds that which we have counted and we've seen voted in the school board elections. So it's anticipated that the actual count of the ballots themselves will even take more than 2 or 3 days once we begin that process 2 weeks after the election.
All right, and for those who will be wondering, when could a winner be formally announced?
Well, we're going to try to declare a winner and have our results as official as possible as soon as possible in the 27th. We have a vacancy that exists by the resignation of Congressman Collins. That seat has been vacant for a significant period of time. And once an official winner is declared, that winner will be able to take office immediately and begin to represent the people of the 27th Congressional District. We're very mindful of that. We want to make sure that we get our results as quickly as possible, but also as accurately as possible. And we will be joining the other counties in the 27th Congressional District to report our numbers to the state and then have the state certify the winner of that election.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.